You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm so content with barely living, just existing. School told me to go get some motivation. Wins told me to stop being pathetic. But it's such a marketable aesthetic. I say my prayers over cigarettes and beers, and thank luck for being born white, middle class and mundane. Go to work every day to be someone else, and spend my pay to self-medicate.
Jensen with I Wanna Be Ignored, and we've got Ari in the studio. Kia ora, how are you going?
Kia ora, I'm good, thanks. Bit sweaty from my bike ride, but you can't see that, so that's cool.
It's all good. It's a nice day out there. It would have been a pleasant bike in this morning.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful.
And it's a very exciting day because the new artist show is opening tonight at Artspace on Karangahape Road. It's the first show I think that Artspace has had sort of since coronavirus, and they've done a big sort of building renovation as well. So it's kind of a bit of an event, and you are one of the new artists in this collection. We've got Vanessa Krofsky, Millie Dow, Claudia Kogachi, Matt Ritani, Luke Shaw, Ashley Topaki, Jasmine Tuia, and Louis Zolk Neal as well, which is very cool. How are you feeling, Ari?
Excited and nervous.
Yeah, which is fair enough. You're doing something a little bit special, though. You're hosting live AV nights tonight and tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so the whole kind of idea is we have a bunch of musicians performing, and each of those musicians has selected a video artist to work alongside them to make a video to be projected onto them for the duration of their performance.
Cool.
And then the audience, while watching these live performances, is invited to take some video documentation on their phones or whatever they have handy, and upload that to a shared Google Drive, and I will edit that footage together to be played in the same space for the duration of the new artist show.
So for people who aren't hugely familiar with what Art Space does. It's a contemporary art space on Karangahape Road that basically supports what's happening in the local scene, as well as having some shows from international artists sometimes as well. But the New Artist Show is always kind of a big deal because it's a bit of a snapshot of what is going on from people who are either fresh out of art school, finishing up, or making really cool and interesting work at the moment. How did you come to be involved in this, Ari?
It was quite a last minute thought, actually, to put in a proposal. I believe I wrote and sent in my proposal the last day of the extension. And it was really, I was thinking about, I did a little podcast with Lisa Rehana and Judy Dara and Mark from Circuit about artists existing under lockdown during the times, and that really got me thinking about what I actually was doing since art school. And I had kind of slowed down in my art practice and given up in a way and redirected a lot of my attention towards working on music. And I kind of started thinking, why do these things have to be so separate? Why not use the space that we have offered to us? I was thinking about also like kind of democratizing that space in terms of including an audience along in the production, and also including a bunch of different artists, so it's not just focusing on one. So we've got a whole lot of different video works and a bunch of different musicians, and really combining those two practices.
So you've kind of like opened up the floor a little bit. You've sort of invited some of your friends to invite their friends on board, which I think is a really awesome thing to do in any context, but especially maybe in an art show, because I think people can sometimes feel a little bit intimidated by going into contemporary art spaces, especially if it's not something they do very often. And I kind of am interested, because BFM listeners will of course know your music, Ari, but how do you kind of differentiate your music from your art practice? Do you differentiate it, and what kind of art do you make when you're not thrashing the guitar?
I guess I'm differentiating less and less. When I went to art school, I made a lot of identity-based video work about gender and being transgender, and then that kind of moved more into my work. I was involved with People Against Prisons Aotearoa for a few years. And I started talking about prison abolition and transformative justice within my video works, and it was usually like kind of a big installation with some sculptural elements and videos, and I always did my own sound design as well, so that was a way of including that aspect of my life. But more and more I'm trying to combine the two. I don't see a need for them to be separate.
I think that's a really cool thing as well about the location of art space has always been awesome, because it's on a street that people know for going to music as well, so you kind of have that context a little bit there already. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the musicians and the video artists that you've got playing tonight and tomorrow night?
Yeah, so tonight I'll be opening up the night, playing a whole new set, and the video artist from Ponikea, Alia Winter, has made like this beautiful pixelated video to be projected over me. And then up next, I haven't completely confirmed the set times, but I think this is what's happening. Up next, we'll have Roy Irwin, who created their own video. So that's really cool. And then we'll have Ron Gallipoli, and Francis Carter made his video. And then lastly, Leao and Esther Moga made that video. And I don't know Esther's work at all, so I'm really excited to see that.
So it's going to be a little bit of a surprise for you too. That kind of is quite magic, I guess. When you do kind of pass on a little bit of the baton or open the floor up a bit, you get all this really interesting collaboration happen. Is that something that you are quite like excited by as a prospect for this show?
Yes, absolutely. I have no idea what this is going to be like. You know, I've fantasized about it. I've imagined it.
Yeah.
And it's looking pretty cool in my brain, but I'm really excited to see it happen. On Saturday as well, we also have P. Witz, and Jessica Morgan has made the video for that. And she also went to art school together, and she similarly has only done bits and bobs since then. So I'm really excited to see that. And then we have Alice Sparrow, who is currently at AUT, but she's performing music, and Duckling Monsters made the video, and then awesome. Uniform will be last, and they have made their own video.
This is such a cool, like, breadth of music and video work that's going to be on display. But if people are curious to come along to the show, it's not just Ari's awesome stuff going on. There are all these other artists who will be displaying works as well, and I think there is, like, very broad genre of work going on there. I know Claudia Kogachi's been working on these massive awesome rugs, which is really cool, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of video and some photography and all sorts of bits and pieces as well. So there's going to be something for everyone, not to be cheesy, but in a good way. I think that, you know, if you feel a bit weird about going to art spaces or like going to contemporary art shows, this will be a really cool one to go and check out. And it's opening tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and then your live AV nights kick off at 8 p.m. Is that right, Ari?
That's right. I had to double check that yesterday, but yes, 8 p.m. That's right.
And you also said you're working on some new music at the moment, which we might hear in the near future. What can we expect from that?
So I've upgraded my whole recording technique and stuff, and it's kind of more funky, and I've got like a few electronic things going on, and I'll be performing like all new songs from that tonight. And I've kind of lost the backing band just because everyone's really busy, so I'll be playing a backing track off my laptop and playing guitar and singing along.
That sounds fantastic. Well, we're going to listen to an old one now, an oldie but a goodie. It's Don't Worry. Thank you so much, Ari, for coming in and chatting to us. Looking forward to the new artist show at ArtSpace.
Thanks for having me.
Your lungs keep
That's Ari Jansen with Don't Worry. And you can catch Ari's work tonight at the New Artists Show, which is opening from 6 p.m. alongside Vanessa Krofsky, Millie Dow, Claudia Kogachi, Matt Natani, Luke Shaw, Ashley Topaki, Jasmine Tuia, and Louis Zulk Neal. And the live AV nights that Ari is curating kick off from 8 p.m. tonight, featuring Ari, Roy Gallipoli Liao, and Roy Irwin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.